Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome back to the program Socially Speaking. Well, I'm sorry about that earlier. We just had a small glitch with our telephone lines. In any case, we have Sister Amina back online. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amina.
Assalamualaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maaf about that. Sister Amina, we were talking about some of the, how to best prepare for breastfeeding.
Yes. So what I encourage most moms to do is to go for a breastfeeding class, and if it's possible to go with the father as well, so that you can find out about the benefits of breastfeeding for the mom, for the baby, for society. Also during the breastfeeding class, to cover the basics about positioning and also what to expect during those first few days, so that it's a lot easier to cope with if you know what to expect.
Yeah, I think it's so important, especially in those first few days when, everything is so new to you. If you know what to expect, it makes it so much easier. So how do moms know when to actually call out for help?
So one of the biggest things I tell mom is that it's not supposed to be painful. So if you're experiencing pain, reach out for help. Also, if you just need a little bit more assurance, if you're worried about, is the baby getting enough, reach out for help. It's really, most of the issues can actually just be sorted out by simple repositioning, relatching, and most moms are on their way.
Okay. I think one of the things that many of us are not very sure about is whether there's a really big difference between breast milk and formula milk.
Okay, so So formula milk isn't poison. I know lots of moms, if they are in the position that they need to use it, it's not poison. So don't be afraid if the doctor does ask you to use it. But basically, breast milk is this bioactive fluid that changes with the needs of the baby. So it contains all the good white cells to help fight infection. It changes in constituency from the beginning of the feed to the end of the feed, in the morning and at night. It has hormones and enzymes, so breast milk is quite different to formula, but lots of formula companies, they say, no, they've done a lot of research to try to make it as similar to breast milk, but one researcher said that by saying formula is closer to breast milk, it's like saying if I stand on the roof of my house, I'm closer to the moon. So there is a difference, but if needs be, then formula is not poison.
Mm-hmm. What other tips can you provide new mothers with coping with a newborn and the challenges of breastfeeding?
So I'd say surround yourself with a supportive community. So the friends that you surround yourself with, the family members, try and choose people that you know would be supportive of you in that journey, and try and get as much help as possible in terms of housework, in terms of getting enough sleep, looking after yourself so that you're able to look after the baby in the most optimal way.
Yeah, I think it's very important, especially in this day and age. I know in the past, though, maybe now too, but not as often as it used to be, where, the moment when you give birth, you actually go to your parents' home or to your mom's home, to anybody elder, your sister perhaps, to make sure that somebody's there to help you during those first few 6 weeks after delivery. And it does make a huge difference, and it's a lot of help that you really get during that time, to get yourself back on and, get used to the baby, get used to yourself for that matter, and then be able to breastfeed successfully.
So one of the most amazing things in our Muslim and in the Indian community is that they have the huwava, so you have someone looking after you, giving you the good healthy food, advising you, and it's amazing what the moms and the elders in the community can pass on to us in terms of their knowledge as well. So it's amazing.
Definitely. Now, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has dawned upon us, but what are some of the challenges that breastfeeding mums would face during Ramadan, and how can they, overcome some of those challenges?
So it depends on what age the baby is. So I know when the babies are really small and are completely reliant on the mom's milk, that sometimes some moms find it difficult to fast, and that's fine. So you just do your qada afterwards. But moms do keep, those that are the babies are a little bit older or they're able to cope with the fasting, is to keep well hydrated. And studies have shown that the constituents of the breast milk actually doesn't change in the fasting mom or a non-fasting mom. So the as long as you eating well, suhoor and iftar time, that's perfect.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I know. It's Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah is so Ghafur Rahim. You know, if you can't fast when you are breastfeeding, then certainly you can, you know, you don't have to keep your rozas. And like you said, you can always keep the qaza and rozas afterwards, Alhamdulillah. And finally, what message would you like to leave our listeners with?
I'd love to tell the listeners that, Alhamdulillah, breastfeeding and breast milk has amazing benefits for the mom, for the baby, and it does have its challenges, but I would just really encourage all moms to just reach out for help if you are faced with those challenges, because if you can get through those early weeks, Alhamdulillah, to have to feed the babies later on is such a rewarding experience. So it's one of the best things that you can do for your baby if you're able to motor through those difficult first few weeks.
Inshallah. And it's really not that bad. You know, it's just a few weeks, and shukr alhamdulillah, once you get going, it's actually very easy.
Yes,
well,
alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair, Sister Amina, for talking to us, and I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you Ramadan Mubarak, and please remember us in your duas, and may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of you and your family, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, Sister Zinat, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.